Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in now at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709.
Hi, welcome everybody tonight to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I am Kimberly Meredith, your host, and we are super excited tonight. We have a very special show and a very special guest on tonight, and I'm going to bring her out in a few minutes. I just want to say to everybody, we are so excited to be in this higher dimension tonight on this beautiful special Tuesday. I want to start out by saying a beautiful prayer and healing to everybody. Thank you to our Creator. Thank you to the angels. Thank you for the healing that we are going to have with this beautiful 1 hour being together. Please give us strength. Please give us this healing in this higher fifth dimension, protecting us, giving us this experience of prayer, combating against dark energy, saying we are love, we are light, we're releasing all fear and doubt by the power of the Christ consciousness. We are love, we are joy, we have no fear. We're moving into this higher dimensional frequency. We're raising our consciousness to be strong. We're bringing our higher energy into our light mind. We are healthy, we have courage. Whatever comes our way through the day or night, whatever problem comes, we are shielding it against the dark energy. We're putting our Christ light energy around us. We know we have a divine mission. We're in the fifth dimension. Namaste. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. The next hour, if you want to call in, we're at 515-605-9709. And we are so blessed and honored to be all together tonight in this amazing fifth-dimensional cosmic energy. We're bringing on a very, very special guest and friend of mine. Her name is Lisa Garr. She's the host and the creator of The Aware Show, a transformational show about natural health, cutting-edge science, personal growth, spirituality since 1999, on a mission to bring practical awareness to everyday life. Lisa hosts The Aware Show on Free Speech TV, reaching millions of U.S. television households, and the Aware Show podcast with over 15,000 downloads a month in Los Angeles market. Listeners hear Lisa on KPFK 90.7 FM and in New York on WBAI 99.5 FM. She is a regular weekend host on Coast to Coast AM, syndicated on 600 stations around the world, and current series Gaia TV called Inspirations on Gaia. In her best-selling book, Becoming Aware, How to Repattern Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life, Hay House author, Lisa shares the powerful story of the day that began as she pedaled towards the first place in California State Championship mountain bike race and ended in a tragedy as she was airlifted away for near-death experience. She spent recovering a traumatic brain injury and loss of speech, and how she spent this experience recovering several months. And she's going to explain what happened in detail. I am so honored to have Lisa Garr with us, and we're going to bring her on. Is Lisa here?
I am. Hello, Kimberly. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited that you're here.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here with you. And thank you for that beautiful introduction. And this is going to be so great because we are just creating in the 5D together. So I'm loving it.
So welcome to our show. And a lot of people listening are NDE, interested in all the NDE experiences. And I know that you have an incredible story. So what happened in that experience of your near-death experience? And are you still experiencing the energy of the near-death experience?
Oh, yes. I mean, when you experience that, you can never unexperience it. It's, I don't know if it opens up a different part of your brain or consciousness, but once you experience that, you can't unsee it, unexperience it, because it is a whole new access to a world that exists for everyone. I mean, it's all of us. I definitely don't recommend doing the falling down the mountain, crack your head thing. That wasn't fun. But what I've learned and what I know to be possible, I'm constantly creating from that space. I am in constant communication with the higher dimensions, knowing that life isn't just what you see, it's how you create and manifest and live and work within the energies and the beings and the guides of this incredible space and universe. And that's the way to be. I mean, that's the way I always am. And the more I do that, the more I'm able to see, and just like any other muscle that you exercise, sitting in, you know, visualization or meditation, I'm just able to see things so much clearer. And again, it's not exclusive to me. It is not. It is available to everyone. It just takes practice. It just takes doing. It takes imagination. It takes belief. It takes suspended reality. And when you start to see things show up different in your life, then you start to see the evidence and the existence of these other dimensions in your world. Cats see it. Dogs see it. Animals see it. They're constantly in that place. They don't have these three-dimensional, I mean, they do with the survival and so forth, but they, you know, have a different sense. You could call it a sixth sense, if you will. But what I saw in that near-death experience as my body was getting airlifted out of this ravine, and I remember I was observing the scene and looking at the body on the stretcher, and they kept turning the body to the side because I was throwing up. I was going through some pretty violent reactions of dehydration and unconsciously. And it was so peaceful. I didn't experience the body at all. I was more so observing it and looking at how well the medics were handling my body, and that they were turning my body to the side so I didn't choke on. And it was just so wonderful. And then I started to experience their desires, their yearnings, their dreams, their souls. I started to experience the medics' souls that were working on my body. I saw them from a totally different perspective, not from their emergency technical experiences. I saw them from their dreams, their goals, their desires. And then I just kind of lifted into my own experience of that, where I saw that everything that's a dream or a goal or a desire is completely interconnected in the fabric of our universe. And once we believe and adhere to that fabric, then only then can we actually make it happen. And there's, of course, the times you fall off of that belief and it gets like it's super tough and there's no evidence of that magic around you, that miracle around you. And you can choose to look at that. And I've done that a lot. But I also know, and I challenge myself with this, the more I stay in that, as you call it, the five-dimensional reality, that interconnectedness of all things manifesting in a different reality, a different dimension, you go through this kind of bridge, this belief bridge to the possible, what's possible. And then you start to see what's possible and you start to look for what's possible. And then you find one little thing, and then you find the next little thing, and then you're surprised by the miracle, and then all of a sudden it's working. And you think, gosh, why didn't I do this earlier? You know? And it's, you know, a lot of friends of mine right now are going through really, really tough times where there's jobs that are going away and industries that are shutting down and technology that's replacing things and taking over, and a lot of shifts are happening. And I know that it definitely gets difficult, and there's also an opportunity somewhere in that difficulty where you can, I don't think you need to look for the lesson. I don't even necessarily think that everything happens for a quote reason. I don't think you need to do that to yourself. I just think that if you start looking with a different perspective, a different shade of glasses, say they're got a blue hue to them, and that blue hue is the possibility hue, mm-hmm. and you start to go into action, have conversations, look for possibilities, discover different industries, whatever it is, you'll start to find it. You will start to find it, even though there's no evidence of it in your life. So
yeah,
that I
you're
learned.
Correct. Yeah, you're absolutely
this. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And it might not even be, you know, like when someone's going through a healing crisis too. There's little hidden gems in those as well, and opportunities for growth and for change. And for a perspective change as well, right?
Yeah, they definitely wanted to keep you here because look at how much you've done for the world and humanity and helping others with your story. And inside of the story and you surviving that horrific accident and in the near-death experience, because I'm also an NDE-er, you've
mm-hmm.
come through your story and you wrote your book. In discovering
yes.
your book, how did you formulate that? How did you start writing your book?
That was a stream of consciousness almost. It was like I looked back in my life. I rewrote that book so many times. Oh, my
oh,
goodness.
Wow.
So many times I wrote it over and over again thinking, no, this isn't important, but this is, but this isn't important, but this. And then I wound up with these kind of awareisms that I learned. First of all, the point of the book is to show that healing is possible. And if I could recover from not one, but two severe brain injuries, the human potential is amazing. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I do the radio show. That's why I do the TV and the podcast and write the books, is just if it's just one person at a time that I help see the possibility of the human potential, that's all that matters. And then I go looking and look what I find. I find not one, not two, but thousands of people that know that the human potential has a ton of possibility. And then they start to learn and write their own books, and then they start to speak. And I have loved this over 20 years of broadcasting live radio like you're doing. Haven't you heard the listeners evolve?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
absolutely
just been wonderful to hear, you know, from curiosity about angels and maybe talking about that with your best friend to full-on channeling on air, and, you know, that it's all accepted because it works. People
mm-hmm.
do it and have incredible experiences. And I think it's because these portals are opening more now. Like your healing portal is absolutely divine. It's so beautiful. I can hear when you speak about your guides that it is pure truth. It's so pure and so beautiful. And you are such an amazing angel to deliver the messages of this divine and unwavering communication that you get. I think many, many people, if you just tap in and you listen to Kimberly and you listen to people that are receiving these divine messages, you'll realize you receive them too. And
oh,
it's just
you.
A matter of, yeah, oh, you're just a gem. walking on this planet now. We're very, very grateful to have you.
Thank you so much, Lisa. But also what's important is people like you, because if you weren't here to have opportunities, you're an angelic being, because you have helped save thousands, millions, probably billions of people's lives, because you open up the avenues for it trickles down over and over and over for people to have the show that you have, the countless children that have come to me because they've heard me on your show that we've helped. And so
yes,
you are an angelic
light
being.
I can't not do it.
So you are spreading this higher angelic light also out there, and it's amazing. How did you create also that the program Rising Stars program? What is that?
It's kind of what I was just talking about. So
it's
not, you know, just okay. you and I. No, I mean, just leading into it, it's anyone who's ever had a hunch, followed their intuition or listened to their gut or seen maybe a vision or a dream or anything like that, that's accessing this dimension like you talk about, or that's accessing the unseen realm that is so there. And I think more and more and more and more people, I call them light workers, are accessing communication and writing about it, teaching about it, having small groups about it, helping children, helping women, helping heal, you know, with people with various healing or communication or finances or anything. It's human beings helping human beings. And these are grassroots movements that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the best-selling authors that have been on the circuit for the 30, 40 years. That's fantastic. And there are many that have learned from them. So now they're starting to teach and write books and have support groups and do podcasts and blogs and making it, you know, finding their niche of people that they can help. And that's what I call the rising stars, is those are the people that are, they have a voice, that want to have more of a voice. And it is so healing to people that do this program. And so I interview them on my YouTube channel, and their story lives on my YouTube channel. And I've had some beautiful people that, you know, an incredible artist whose art was so deeply personal about her own inner journey that she wasn't even sure she wanted to talk about it, but she did, and it opened up hundreds of people to communicate with her, and they started writing poetry to her art, and she's posted it on LinkedIn. And it's sharing your message, because your message is special, and it's your own personal blueprint, and you have something to teach. I've spoken to a lot of people who are retired or maybe in the later seasons of their life that want to share their legacy of what they've learned, of their coming of age story, or something that can help someone who's maybe having a difficult time making friends or really understanding this world, and that are hypersensitive or really wonderfully sensitive people. There's so many rising stars out there.
Oh, that's nice.
Can help other people. And so I'm all about giving my platform that I've built over the last 20 years to people who want a voice and to share their story with the world. And that's my mission.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where is what is your YouTube channel called?
It's the Aware Show Rising Stars.
Oh, that's great. And the Aware Show Rising Stars. That's the YouTube channel.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then your website is just it's theawareshow.com.
Theawareshow.com, and that's where you can find out about my podcast and the other places I broadcast, and the YouTube channel is also on my website, theawareshow.com. And I get, you know, as you said earlier, I get to do this. I don't have to do this. I can't not do this. I can't not participate in letting and helping people understand or see different perspectives in the world. And especially because I come from the perspective of not seeing it, and I know how painful that is, And I am definitely not over here saying everything is fairies and rainbows, and it's not. I mean, it's painful. Sometimes life is painful. It doesn't turn out the way that you want it to. Things get ripped away. People get ripped away. It's challenging. And somewhere within there is a possibility. And all I'm saying is that action plus the willingness to find the possibility will eventually get you there.
Exactly. Yeah, you're extremely motivated to help and move the world, and extremely selfless and taking action right now. And where do you see yourself in the next few years? How do you see yourself moving personally right now?
Wow,
with
that's
yourself?
Such an interesting question. Like many people, I don't think I'm setting those 3 to 5 year goals right now. I think, like many people, we are month to month, year to year, following the guidance. Our world is changing so fast that...
Yeah, I guess, let me rephrase it. How do you see the world right now as things are moving in the next few years and you participating in it?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I definitely see the lightworkers of the world matching this energy, this frequency of the healing that is needed on this planet. It is an army of people who understand that there are good forces in the universe, that there is a potential peaceful planet for us to live and exist in, that there is healing humanity, that humanity still exists. And that I believe that it is that, those light workers and all of us, that are the rising tide that lifts all boats. I believe that humanity, will absolutely rise. That is what I see. I see that the lightness is going to start to overtake the darkness. That is what I see. I see it in pockets and tiny pockets. I see it in people. I see it in the will of humanity. What do you see?
I'm curious. I like that, because you're seeing the positive in it. You're seeing that where, I see it too. I see it as where we're not, you know, we're moving forward. We're marching forward. We're taking a stand where, you know, we want our rights, we want our freedom, and we want to embrace the love and the kindness. And like when you had your NDE, when you were talking about it, I saw 2 8s around you, which is the infinity signs, the afterlife coming and lifting you. And that's what I feel. I feel like the other side's coming and lifting us and moving us forward.
Yes. And those who have passed on before us, loved ones, ancestors, mentors, connect with them. The more you connect with their frequency, the more their frequency stays alive. And I am constantly, you know, talking to my father who's passed on and other mentors who passed on and saying, hey, I need your help. I need you to help with looking at this. Can you help me with this? And I just ask for help. Ask guidance for help. Ask your guidance, your angels. They are, I believe, there to help. And we couldn't do half of what's happening in this world right now without that level of guidance. Just look around you. You know, it's possible. And I'm a big person of prayer and intention and meditation and visualization. I think it's all one thing. It is, in my mind, all one
and
thing.
And Lisa, you're a transformational coach too, aren't you? You have mentorship programs, don't you?
Yes, yes. I'm a story coach. And so for, you know, 20 years of broadcasting, I've heard so many incredible stories. And when I interview someone, I interview them about their story, not their latest book or their, you know, latest thing. I get to the root of why they do what they do. And that, I think, tells the story of someone better than their, you know, list of accomplishments, because it gives you such a better connection with someone when you know their origin story. But there's also a new story that you're creating. there's your origin story of where you came from and what happened in that call out of the ordinary world to the adventure and all of that. There's that story, but there's also the new story that you are moving towards. And so what I help with transformational coaching is helping people move from their old story to their new story, taking the old story, looking at it as a teaching, as what did they learn? How can they pay that forward? And it is so healing when someone understands and looks back at their life and says, oh, this is what I needed to learn. This is what, not that anyone did anything wrong. They just got this message that they want to pass forward to the world. That
I love that.
Use your voice. Be strong in the world. Take action when it's in front of you. Don't stay in a dead-end job. Get out of relationships that are not healthy. I mean, these messages that people have learned through their life's journey, paying them forward is so healing. It does actually three things. Discovering your story does three things, and it helps you heal. It helps the other person heal every time that they hear it. And it sinks you into your purpose, which is where the new story births from.
That's yes, it. Letting go of the past, recreating the new, write the new screenplay, write the new story, let go of what was not working and move forward. I love that.
Uh-huh. Keep moving
Absolutely.
Forward. Just
move
keep
forward.
Moving forward. Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. And the show, the Aware Show, is it every night or is it one day a week? How do people listen?
We're on, so podcast is on demand, available whenever. So people can find the Aware Show wherever they listen to the podcast, their podcasts. And the radio show is on weekdays at Wednesdays at 1 in L.A., Pacific, and then coast to coast, of course, overnight. I'm on the weekend, so like maybe the next time I'm hosting is May 12th, Mother's Day, and then after that in June. So yeah, fun times. So
amazing.
Yeah, so that's a good time. So it's all on the website, and the people that I interview are always thought leaders. They're people that have a story or a message to tell. And I love that. I mean, my goodness, I met one woman at the Conscious Life Expo and her daughter listened to my show and she herself had cancer. And her daughter said, listen to every single person that's on the Aware Show. And this woman healed herself of cancer by listening to these guests and protocols and people. And she told me about it, and it was the biggest blessing gift that I have ever received, just to know that that one person's life got saved as a result. I mean, you do it all the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people can tap into that energy, and they can focus, and it is amazing. You know, like listening to your show, I mean, I love your show. It is amazing. And you do find the greatest people for your show. And just your mentorship, you know, program and the Rising Star program. I mean, these are all just amazing things giving back to humanity. I mean, it's so important. And I'm just in awe of everything that you do. It's amazing.
Aww. Coming from you, that's amazing. And we get to see each other at the expos and so forth, where I'm going to be going to a lot of those too with you. So I love being around you. You're so much fun. I was speaking with Tangela, who does these expos, and she said she gets to drive with you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, a road trip with Kimberly Meredith? That's fun. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, the Soul Search Expos. Yeah.
Yes, the Soul Search TV, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody, we're listening to Lisa Garr, the host of The Aware Show, and you can find her at theawareshow.com. And we're going to go to break right now. And then do you want to take some calls? Because people want to talk to you.
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, I would love to. Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back with Lisa Garr. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ's light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you. Hi, everybody. We're back at the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith. The number is 515-605-9709, and we're with my special guest, Lisa Garr. Her best-selling book is Becoming Aware, How to Repattern Your Brain and Revitalize Your Life, best-selling author with Hay House. And you can get that on her website, theawareshow.com. And we're ready to take calls now. Are you there, Dan?
Great.
I am.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, I'm also here.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. We have Donna, actually, as our first caller. Donna, you are online with Kimberly Meredith and Lisa Garr.
Well, thank you, Dan. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. Great. How are you?
Just getting over a cold, but yeah, I'm getting better. Thank you.
Good.
Where are you from, Donna?
California. Yeah.
Oh, great.
I hope to attend one of your events because I'm, you know, pretty close. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
Where in California are you?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, there's such a beautiful sunset out there right now. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh, I'm house sitting my brother's dog up near San Francisco for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not home. Love being with the dog. Wow. It's incredible.
Aww.
They offer so much, you know.
They do.
Yeah.
I love animals. Yep.
Do you have a question?
Did you have
Lisa?
A question?
Yeah, I wanted to know. Well, you know, it's my birthday month. I turned 70.
Happy birthday.
So,
right.
Thank you. I would like to meet a partner, you know, my life partner that I would spend time with. And, yeah, I think I'd be a great asset, you know, with someone. I think I'd be a great partner, and I'd like to find a great partner, and we could go on this journey together.
Yeah. I am feeling like something might be coming around you. I feel like there's something about you being, are you a spiritual person? Because I feel like there's something, they're telling me something about you in a spiritual community that you might meet somebody around.
Spiritual.
Spiritual.
community.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. I was thinking of going back to the Unity or going to the spiritual church or, yeah, one of those. Yeah.
Even one of the expos, you know, where you can meet like-minded people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, Kimberly. Sorry.
No, that is true. Yeah, expo, something like that. And I also got another hit about somebody from the afterlife, like a family member had crossed over, and they're trying to come in and help you with that, that they're saying it's time for you to meet somebody, that this is the time for you to meet somebody. And I am getting possibly towards more leaning towards when I say July and August.
Okay.
Around that time could be a good time for moving towards summertime.
And another really fun thing to do is when you see something like that, you've launched your rocket of desire now. You have said and stated to the world and universe, this is what I want. So now you get to go into action, into playful action with this. So where can you go? What new possibility can you find? What pattern can you do different that you have not done before that would open you to that possibility? And I'm sure you can think of maybe two things right now that you could do. Where would you go?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell us.
I would go Sunday to the Unity Church, which is a spiritual church. You know, it's non-denominational. And, go there. And then also go on the Zoom classes for the spiritual church.
Exactly. And then you said you're dog sitting, maybe a dog park or something really fun like that where other people are around, or, you know, something that brings you out into community and like-minded people, or something that gets you into the environment with your energy, with your desire, with what you want. It starts to become a match, and then you start to attract what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have
and
been doing that
super fun too.
At home. I dog sit my friend's dog, and I go to the dog park at least once or twice a week. Yeah, I have been doing that. You meet a lot of nice people there. Sure.
Right?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that. And one more thing, I love what Lisa just said, because when she's saying that, there's a real warm, loving energy coming in when Lisa's saying that. And it's a woman. There's a woman coming in on the other side. On the afterlife, the woman that's coming in that's wanting you to find this soulmate is a woman, and she's with you with that, and she's saying, I really want that for you, and she loves the ideas that Lisa's saying. I don't know if your mom crossed.
I was very close
to my
mom.
It's your mother, and your mother's going, let's get
love
on
her.
Let's get on with this. Yeah, she's going, let's get on with this.
Yeah.
She likes Lisa's ideas. Yeah, she likes Lisa's
ideas. Well, you can ask her for some help, too, and say, okay, Mom, I need a little help with this. Point me in the right direction. Put me in the right place. It could happen in the market. It could happen anywhere where you get your frequency and your vibration is a match for that which you wanted to attract.
But she liked she liked the animal idea, and she liked the spiritual community idea. So thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Have a nice evening.
Have fun.
Thank you.
You too.
Are we ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Okay, great. We have Val on the line. Val, you are on with Kimberly and Lisa.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Val.
Oh, can you hear me? Okay. How's everyone tonight, Kimberly, Lisa?
Okay.
Excellent. Good. Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. I am just wondering if there are any messages coming through for me around love, work. I don't know. Whatever you get.
Do you want to ask a specific, maybe just like one question to us?
Okay. What messages are you getting for me around love?
A love question. Love it. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Because we wanted to kind of ask a question to Lisa, too, to us, so we could kind of go from somewhere.
No, I will pick up on what you're talking about too, because I love that love is in the air too. Yeah.
Okay. Because we kind of wanted to have a formulated question for both of, because this is our guest. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how is that not formulated? You just told the woman before me her mom was coming through with a message. So I'm just wondering if there are any messages
coming through for you around
love, you know, like what's coming up for me or
looking for something. Are you looking for something specific?
Yeah. Well, what are you looking for right now with love?
Somebody? Anybody? No, not anybody. I'm just
You're looking to start dating? Is that what you're saying? You're looking to start dating?
Trying to, yes. I mean, is anyone coming around or?
Oh, okay. You're asking that. You know, I'm getting more about you working on your spirituality right now. I'm not seeing somebody coming around at the moment. Are you working on your spirituality?
Oh, I always am and always have been.
Yeah.
It's not like something new. So,
yeah. So they're saying working on spirituality. I'm not picking up anybody coming right now.
Did you just get out of a relationship?
No. I've just been hoping to, a date would be a fine thing. It's been a while.
So what type of action are you taking to go in that direction of what it is that you want?
Let's see. I get out with friends. I do fundraising. I'm very interested in music, so I go to a lot of music events. I make people aware, hey, if you know anyone really nice, send them my way. Kind of covered, and at my job I probably see 100 different people a day, probably half of them men. So it's not for lack of trying, and it's not for lack of coming across men.
But there's also an energetic kind of stop there that says, yes, but maybe I'm afraid. You're full on accepting and wanting someone in your life.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And do you think that there's anybody that you've seen in your past maybe week or so or month that is interested or you're interested in them?
No.
You know what?
Even if somebody came across interested, I might say, sure, I'll go out on a date. I'm not even getting asked out on a date. My energy is great. I get a little tired from work, but my energy is great. I like to do various things. I put out, that great positivity when I'm out. I just, am I too old?
Yeah, you know what? Do you want to finish, Lisa, and then we're going to move on to the next caller?
Again, it's that place that I was talking about a little bit earlier about possibilities, and just to stay in that place, Val, because no, you're not too old. No, there's time for relationships and love and connection, and that's what it's really about: is doing fun things together, having someone that you can share moments with.
I'm looking for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
Is a different,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, but being it is a different thing than looking for it. And so just being it and being that person for yourself especially, and I'm sure that you have that capability, is a wonderful way to get started and to step in the direction of being in the energy of what it is that you want to attract.
That sounds really beautiful. Yeah, I love that. So I do have a few little things to say, and then we're going to, because we had a lot of callers tonight.
Yeah.
We have to move to the next. I'm so sorry.
Yes, yeah.
But I do have a few things, and that was just beautiful what Lisa said.
Yes, it was very beautiful.
I do have that you're very spiritual. I have the seven on coming up for you, which means, you know, it's kind of an interesting time right now because, you know, I'm single right now. I shouldn't have said that on air. But
I'm sorry.
But there is a couple things coming up that, you know, we are kind of in a 3D world moving into the 5D. So it kind of is a little interesting with dating. And they are saying that you are a very, you know, you do work on your spirituality. So to match somebody with you might be kind of a little bit of a time it's going to take. And you do have fours lining up with you, which means you're a very kind person.
Thank you.
And you also come from your heart. You know, you're real heart-centered. And and I don't know, maybe I might be wrong, but you do believe in God.
Oh,
and
very
you come
strongly.
From that. Yeah, and you come from, you have 333 on you, and you have the seven, the Christ light. So what Lisa's saying kind of goes with what I'm saying is that you're going to have to kind of work a little bit more at finding that match. And so they're just saying keep at it, keep going. And I kind of feel like sort of the end of the year into the 2025, you're going to find that person. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you
and
very
you're not
much,
difficult.
Lady.
We
have a great
you.
Energy. Keep it up.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
I try.
Yeah, keep it up.
I appreciate it. God bless, lady.
Keep it up. Keep
Enjoy.
It up. Keep
thank
open.
You.
Keep it up. Keep staying who you are, and don't go to 3D. Stay. Keep moving into that fifth dimension. And it is taking a little harder for people to find people right now because we are going 3 to 5, 3 to 5. So thank you.
Great.
Good
Kimberly,
to know.
We have just going to the next caller, but we've got Amala from Connecticut. Oh. You're on with Kimberly and Lisa.
Great. Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Yes, I am grateful for this show. And
so
I'll get to the heart of the question. I've been taking Eyebright, Kimberly, since you've suggested that. It's like it's since November. I am legally blind, and I've lost more vision in the last month. And so basically the question is, yeah, I know, it's not been easy. But the question is, like, the root cause of this, maybe energetically, what else can I do to stabilize it?
Maybe? Yeah, you know, I love, you could always go to the, you know, the regular optometrist and get a session, or I've never seen you personally on a session. So you know, you could always do a session with me.
Yes.
I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com. I would, you know, that'd be okay.
Yes. I have done a session with you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the next step would be probably going to a doctor.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Cause that would probably be the best idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember doing a session with you, but that's fine. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It just feels like energetically, I'm just going to go with my gut and then see what Lisa has to say as well.
Yeah. Lisa can help you. Yeah. Because I would have to see you again. I most of my clients that have something with eyes or something like that, I see them multiple times, not just one time or on the radio. Yeah.
Okay.
I also wanted to ask you, how in terms of your senses, do you find that you are?
Oh my
are,
goodness!
Right,
I am 5D land all the time. I'm just like, it's like these hits. These like my third eye is super open. My heart is super strong and super expanded. I mean, I just feel like Superwoman without the vision.
That is amazing.
It's weird good, but it's
yes.
As bottom line, what's happening as I am losing the vision, it's like I feel like I've never done drugs in my life. I feel like I'm high because it's like a mirage. It's the object is there and then it's gone. It's there and then it's like wavers. So it's really weird,
but it's heightening other senses in you, right?
Yeah.
And making those senses super strong as far as I can see and keep developing those because idea of what you see gets, you're using different parts of your brain in order to adapt, and those different parts are going to get stronger.
Okay.
Also, eyebright is a herb, so herbal remedies don't always work. You know, they work for some people. They don't work for everybody. And I don't remember exactly what your condition was.
Okay. It's called gyrate atrophy. There's only 200 people in the world with what I have.
So I'm so sorry. So, you know, we will keep praying for you. And,
Your attitude is amazing, though. Your attitude is absolutely incredible. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I must say it is inspiring. And thank you so much for calling in, because
I know.
You honestly inspired me. That is beautiful.
I appreciate that. It really means a lot to me. It's not been
you're amazing.
An easy road. But the thing is, I feel so bright and loving and confident. It's quiet confidence inside out. I just feel so amazing. I'm going to keep on keeping on. That's what keeps my spirit alive, because I know who I am and I love who I am inside out. And that's what it's all about.
If you go as far as to take classes in intuition and really develop your intuitive senses, I would think that you're going to find that those are super strong and getting stronger. And I just admire the fact that you have such an amazing attitude. Yes, keep moving on. Keep moving on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And keep on shining. Thank you, Kimberly, and thank you, Lisa. I'm going to look up your YouTube channel, and thank you. God
Lisa
bless.
Gar, look up her YouTube channel, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much.
Wow.
Yeah,
so inspiring.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been, I don't remember seeing her, but I know that she was battling her eye condition. That Eyebright by Solgar is amazing. It does help a lot of people with floaters and eye condition, but not hers, unfortunately, because it's a rare condition that she has going on. So I don't know if we have time for another caller or not.
Did you want to take another caller? We do have a couple minutes.
Yeah, I think we have. Yeah.
Okay, because your lines are still full. So we've got.
Oh, gosh. I know we didn't go very fast tonight.
I know.
But we're enjoying having Lisa here. Everybody wants to talk to Lisa. They love having Lisa here.
It's fun. I mean, your listeners
they love
are
you.
Incredible. They're beautiful. Beautiful people.
They love you. We're listening to Lisa Gar from The Aware Show.
So we have Isabel on with us.
Isabel. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
My question, I've been having a lot of gut issues lately. I'm not sure if it's my solar plexus blocked, or this is an ongoing thing, and I've been to doctors and just like acid reflux and stuff like that, but I don't know if there's anything specific or anything that you guys feel that's more than that.
Well, 1 to 5 about the things that you're saying, they're not telling me they're that getting, you know, I'm not getting that acid reflux. I mean, you would know that because it would come up with your throat, you know, the GERD.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I don't, the symptoms of that, because it's stomach, you'd have to give me a little more symptoms, because I'm not getting acid reflux.
Yeah, it's just a pain that's there. It's just there and there, and it doesn't go away. And I've gotten, other stuff done, like scans and stuff in my stomach. And they haven't seen anything, but it's just like a pain that's in the upper, and it just
I'm hearing it could be like a small touch of diverticulitis, could be like a start of a little ulcer.
you know, you could take a probiotic that might start to help it to calm it down. There's certain probiotics that are better than others.
Did you could do a one-on-one. Need anything specific? Oh, go ahead, Kimberly.
I was going to say, you know, doing a one-on-one session with me sometimes is very helpful, because what I do is I go through many different things to figure it out. And then, okay. That would probably be good at some point if you'd want to do that. Because what I'm getting from 1 to 5, it's something that probably wouldn't be picked up with an ultrasound or a scan, something so small going on. Because when you name those things, my right eye will say no, my left eye says yes, and also I go to 1 to 5, and the 1 to 5 was saying those were not the things that were going on. When I'm talking about something as small as, like, you know, diverticulitis or something like that, they're giving me a medium blink, meaning it could be something like that going on. Something like Lisa just said, something you're eating is activating it.
Yeah, I feel that way too. Like when I eat some certain stuff, it just gets, sometimes I do not eat some stuff, and even though I try to eat not to eat those stuff, I still feel that pain sometimes.
My personal experience is around food allergies and food sensitivities, and there's a simple elimination diet is if you just stop eating wheat for a week, see how you feel then. Stop with dairy for a week, see how you feel then, and see if the symptoms occur. And it could be inflammation from an allergy that you've had for a very, very long time, but it gets worse the longer that it goes untreated, because the body reacts over long term in terms of inflammation. And I've had to deal with that, and I got things out of my life and feel so much better. So it could definitely help to start an elimination diet, and most doctors would probably tell you that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's extremely helpful, Alisa. That's a great idea. Have you ever done that before? We have a few seconds left, actually.
Yes, I have done, that stuff before.
Okay. Anyway, I'm so happy you called in, and I think eliminating certain foods is a really positive thing to do, and then trying like a new probiotic would be really great. One on top of my head real quick is Life 9 is a great probiotic. And, you know, not always for everybody. I can't really name off a lot of brands on air because not everybody can do everybody brand. Like I just did the Eyebright and it didn't work out for her. So I don't want to name too many brands on air. But like I said, if you want to touch base with me, I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay.
But before we leave, thank you for calling in. I just want to say I'm so grateful Lisa came on air tonight, and I hope you come back sometime.
Oh,
I love so helpful to everybody. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes. Yes. Can you?
Are you? I can kind of hear you. Are you there? You're kind of breaking up. Are you there, Lisa?
Say thank you, Kimberly, because this has been a lot of fun. And I appreciate you asking me to be on. And I love your callers. And thank you so much for letting me talk about the possible. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been an amazing night having you here with us. And everybody can get a hold of you at theawareshow.com. And we are, anything you want to say, any last line to anybody or any last words?
Thank you for that. I really do have a feeling that once you start looking at things from a different perspective, from a different angle, from a different lens, things around you start to shift. And take a look at the thing in your life that is challenging, and you yourself may not be able to see it, but if you change your state and change your perspective and change your view, things will start to occur in a different way. And that takes action. It's a soft action, but that's exactly what helps you move into the right direction. And find community, find
friends that are like-minded, talk about it. Just make sure that you keep moving forward.
How beautiful. Thank you so much. You're an absolute angel. And peace be with everybody. Love you, Lisa. Thank you, everybody.
Love you too. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.